Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
All right, good morning to each of you as we begin a new broadcast week here on Political Coffee, the show where we talk about the political issues of the day, hopefully in a manner that helps you change your world. How? By being persuadable with persuadable people. So it's all about, really. Great to be with you. I hope you had a marvelous weekend. I did got to see my grandkids again. And it was Saturday morning as they were on their way back to Washington, where they live. So there's a great piece in the American Thinker, and I'm going to read this to you right now. As I prepare, I'll just let you know also about two or three other things that I want to quickly mention as we go through the show today. This piece in the American Thinker is called Trump U. And it really points to the lasting legacy of where we're at in America, the legacy of Donald Trump and what happened that has awakened the consciousness of a lot of people and why you should have hope. Also, a Sidney Powell update. Thank you, Barbara, for sending that to me. Evangelist Franklin Graham in a Epoch Times story says that Trump's wealth declined, which it did, according to Forbes magazine, from 3.5 billion down to 2.4 billion. Why? They say because he refused to cash in on the market boom that he helped propel with his policies. How did he do that? Well, he didn't divest himself of his holdings. And that cost him well over $1 billion in wealth. Plus, you might all remember, folks, the first president ever to give back all of his salary, every penny of it. For those of you like me who are Second Amendment supporters, there's a piece also in the American Thinker about a U.S. Supreme Court case from 1943, Murdoch versus Pennsylvania, that may in fact nullify, as in a California lawsuit that's coming before the U.S. Supreme Court, may in fact be used to nullify any gun licensing fees as being unconstitutional. And this case from 1943, by the way, is not about Second Amendment. It's about religion. But it relates to all kinds of things that the court continues to rule in favor of, including a poll tax, which is unconstitutional. And of course, here in Oregon, there's a move. This is what has Democrats scared. There's a story on the OregonWatchdog.com about parents form an Oregon Moms Union calling for the full return to the classroom. There's a headline story also. The Baker School District makes it official. Middle school and high school students will return to full in-person classes April 12th. Democrats are scared of that, folks. Kate Brown's scared of it. You can't give liberal women who've been voting Democrat blindly for a long time just because of abortion, you can't give them reasons to leave the ship and start voting the other way. And that's what Kate's COVID lockdown rules have done. And now you got liberal Democrat women supporting a mom's union, full return to the classroom. Yeah, they're afraid of that. And they ought to be. By the way, there's also another story there. Oregon Catalyst, newly uncovered carbon tax bill. That was that 43-page amendment will raise your utility bills by at least 45%. And you know who made that possible? You guessed it. Six Republican Rhino senators who got bought off and are not going to leave the Capitol. So it's not just you losing your right to defend your family. And the likelihood that the Democrats, because the Republicans refuse to leave and shut the place down, are going to pass a bill turning loose rapists and murderers at age 24. Well, they already did that, but now they're going to make it for regular rapists and murderers and sadistic people. They're going to shorten their sentences too. So they're going to turn those people loose on you. And they're going to limit your right to defend yourself from those people they turned loose on you. Thank you, six Republican senators. Because from what you've told us, you're not going to shut any of this down. Not bills that increase your property taxes by as much as 60%. Not bills that are forced vaccinations of your children to attend public school. Not even a vaccine passport bill that might be coming. Or the raising of your electrical rates by 45%. Nope, you're not going to shut any of it down. Not turning the bad guys loose, rapists, for serving virtually no time at all. When today they got to serve at least 8 years minimum. Nope, none of that. These Republicans are going to shut down. Because it's all about getting the millions of dollars of COVID cash for their districts. Yep. Trump you. This is a piece by Andrew Coy, in The American Thinker. Just a quick message from the patriots to the progressives. For those of you who said last summer's deadly, violent, felonious actions in our cities were mostly nonviolent exercises of free speech and democracy, at the same time who were calling January 6th an insurrection by extremists who committed treason and sedition, Trump, you. For those that think we will allow for Biden and the progressive to cancel God, cancel Sunday morning worship, and legislate the Bible as hate speech, Trump, you. For those that think we will allow the progressive government to deny Second Amendment rights, create a shortage of ammo, make hunting rifles illegal, and take away guns from Trump states while allowing them to remain in progressive cities, Trump, you. For those who thought it unconstitutional, unseemly to put military troops on our borders and to prevent illegal immigration during the last 4 years, but now somehow believe it's noble to use the military to protect, house, and transport these illegal aliens on military bases, Trump, you. To Major League Baseball, whose managers think it's somehow wrong to write legislation to protect voter integrity, to make election sure that they aren't stolen, and to make sure Americans trust in the results of our national elections, and thus move the All-Star game out of Atlanta while the commissioner of Major League Baseball keeps his membership at the Masters. By the way, congratulations yesterday to Hideki Matsuyama, the first Japanese ever to win the Masters. I watched it. Kudos to him. The commissioner of MLB keeps his membership at the Masters. And by the way, it appears MLB's in negotiation for billions of revenue with communist Chinese government who put their own people into internment camps. Trump, you. I'm not watching Major League Baseball anymore, and I hope you don't either. To the NBA that has gone all woke on systemic racism and social justice, while at the same time the officials and the players have billion-dollar deals with the Chinese government who makes slaves of its own people, Trump, you. To the progressive media that lied, deceived, and created false news stories against President Trump for 6 years, but now continuously covers up, ignores, and cancels negative views about the Biden administration, Trump, you. For those in the progressive media who never gave the Trump family a moment of peace and continually lied about the Trump family, who are now covering up the multiple of reported felonies committed by Hunter Biden, Trump, you. to those in the progressive media who have lied for years about President Trump being a spy, a dupe, a puppet of the Russian Putin government. But now totally ignore the probable blackmail information that the Chinese government has on Biden, Hunter, and the Biden family. Trump, you. To CNN, which has led, deceived, and created false narratives about Florida's Governor DeSantis, but continues to block for and propagandize false positive information about New York's Cuomo and California's Newsom, Trump you. To Nancy Pelosi, who thought it unconstitutional to use our military to put down the murderous insurrections last summer by the likes of Antifa and BLM, but now, still to this day, uses the military to surround the People's House, the Capitol building, for her own protection and convenience. Trump, you. By the way, did you see the rioters once again set fire to the ICE building with officers inside and blocked their exit? See that happen Saturday night here in Portland? To the folks who wear My Body, My Choice shirts in their support of abortions at any time, any place, and during any part of pregnancy, but mock and ridicule people who say My Body, My Choice when it comes to them refusing the COVID vaccine, Trump, you. To the American Civil Liberties Union, who in our history stood up for free speech, open expression of varied opinions and discourse, especially where it's controversial, but now the ACLU says nothing, absolutely nothing, when it comes to our cancel culture, our burning books, muted free speech, destroyed careers, and our indoctrination of politically correct Orwellian speech, a big Trump you. To the progressives who want to raise taxes on red state citizens to make up revenue to cover the failures and waste of blue state leadership, Trump you. To the woke community that now says wanting a colorblind society that somehow quoting the exact words of Dr. Martin Luther King is now racist, Trump you. To the globalists who believe that it's simultaneously possible for America to be a welfare state and a borderless nation that survives, which has never happened in human history, by the way, Trump you. To the FBI, CIA, NSA leadership in D.C. that proved the last 4 years that you're no longer neutral, you're part of the deep state, and we can no longer fully trust you, Trump you. To the leadership of the U.S. military establishment in D.C., not the soldiers, but the political class and leadership who did not support your commander-in-chief and, in fact, undercut and sabotaged his efforts every chance you got the last 4 years, Trump you. To the U.S. Supreme Court that refused to hear any and all legitimate evidence with regard to the obvious voter fraud, voter integrity, and voter abnormalities of the 2020 election because of cowardice or crookedness or compromising behavior, Trump you. There's more, and I'm not going to talk about it, but when I come back, I'm going to tell you why I just read all of that to you, because it's relevant to today and tomorrow, to your liberty. Back in a moment. You're listening to Political Coffee at 620. Come on and sing my song.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. In a moment, I'm going to share with you exactly why I've read you all of that from this American Thinker piece called Trump You. You know, Mr. Transmission Mile X, Mr. T Mile X, Wilsonville, Mr. T Mile X.com is, in fact, the website, is more than just a transmission shop. Transmissions are what they do as their specialty. In fact, on their website, which is Mr. Wilsonville, Mr. T Mile X.com, you get a $200 off transmission repair coupon. You can redeem it. But they do lots of other services for you. They do brake repair. diagnostic services, heating and system cooling, clutch repair, drivetrain, engine repair, fuel systems, emissions and exhaust. And you know what? They have a free performance check. Yep. If you think there's something wrong with your car, why don't you think about running it up the freeway just a little ways to Wilsonville? Tell them you heard about their services and you want that free performance check. They'll do it for you. One of the things they do. That's why there are all, if you go again to their website, you'll see these great testimonials of people that are really satisfied with doing business with Mr. Transmission. It's Wilsonville Auto Repair. They're owned by Bob and Cammy Bauer. They're a great company. Why don't you check them out? Go to the website, Wilsonville, Mr. T, MileX.com. So why did I read you all this stuff? Well, let me read you two more, and that'll put the bow on it. To the Rhino leadership of Republicans. Rhino, right? Of politicians, consultants, and deep state turncoats, we will never go back to the Romneys and McCains. Trump, you. And finally, to the progressives who think we're going to allow you to steal, cheat, and bully your way into winning the off-year elections of 2022 and the presidential election of 2024. Never again. And Trump, you. You hear a lot about wokeism, right? The leftist version of it. Well, there's been a great awakening in America, folks, because of Donald Trump. To all of these things I've just read to you, but especially in the Republican Party. We're not going back to Romney and McCain, folks. In fact, I don't think America's going back to it. We're going to see this play out with Donald Trump in the front of it all. We would have never known about the deep state and how pervasive it is in both parties and in Washington, D.C., and frankly, in many state governments. We would not have known it if Donald Trump had not been elected president of the United States. And if all of this assault against him would have never happened, we wouldn't have known any of this stuff. Donald Trump has exposed everything that is wrong with America and shown the way for everything that is right about America and good and honest and true and hopeful in his ideas, in his policies. And he did it at incredible cost to him personally, not just the $1 billion in lost wealth, but the mental state. Folks, I could not have endured it as he did. I'm deeply grateful that he did. Donald Trump, folks, is the reason that America now has realized where we are. We are the ones who are woke. We are awake. And we're about to see it happen. You wait. In fact, many of you are going to be part of it. In fact, many of you are already part of it, including our first caller. We're going to go to Bill, who's on the line. Bill, good morning. What do you have to say today?
Morning,
Jeff. Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Hey, I want to say God bless Donald Trump, first of all.
Yes.
And then second of all, I'm going to let you guys know, I had to go to Montana to help my brother out. I'm in here, and I've been enjoying the last 2 weeks of free masks, no masks. I can walk anywhere and not be judged, and it's been the greatest thing ever, and I hope one of these days Oregon will get on board.
By the way, speaking of that, a friend of mine sent me the story about the U.S. Navy have put out their U.S. Navy seal, their image, with the eagle with a mask on it. and they're just getting hammered for it. Can you believe that?
That is not right. That's not right. I've even seen mascots on high schools where they put the mask on the mascots and their flyers, and it's not right. Adding a mask to anything is wrong.
Do you think that people are finally tired of it? I mean, your experience, I think, is perfect in that regard.
Oh, definitely tired of it. Being in Oregon, when I go into Home Depot, I started not wearing a mask. I feel really weird about it, but I'm doing it until somebody yells at me. I still got other stores where I can't do it because they're aggressive about it, but that's in Salem. But as far as masks go, I think it should have been a right to wear a mask. If you want to wear one, wear one. If you don't, you don't.
That's right. It should have never been the heavy hand of Kate Brown's OSHA fining governments, not governments, but fining businesses, private businesses like Home Depot and others that demand you put on. That's why, Bill, I put on a face shield on my ball cap. I will not wear a mask.
Right. Yeah, and on another note, it's been a year, and I have not got the flu. I have not got the cold. I have not got COVID. So I don't know if it's as bad as they say it is, because supposedly, people are getting it all over the place. And I've been back and forth between Oregon, California, and Washington 4 or 5 times within a year and never caught it once.
Well, you're blessed, and probably the additional awareness of things like, don't standing too close to people who are coughing and hacking and washing our hands probably helps a lot of that. Bill, thanks. I appreciate you calling. Thanks for the great story. 6:30, back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
We are back, friends. Great to have you with us. It's 24 minutes to the top of the hour before I go back to the phones, and that number is 503-589-1220. That is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. We'll talk with Glenn, and then we'll talk with Art and your thoughts about the powerful impact that Donald Trump has had in America, in fact, right here in Oregon. And I need to let you know that there is an opportunity for you to participate in a training about election integrity issues. It's going to be on a Saturday, either April 24th or May 1st in Albany at a church. Or it may be both days. It depends on how many people want to attend this thing. We really only have room for about 40 people at a time. I will let you know more about that as we go along. This is an opportunity for you to learn how to participate. That's one of the things, in fact, that's how this piece in the American Thinker that I read to you in the first part of the show, it's the last paragraph. We're not going to let the stealing of an election to cheat or bully us into allowing fraudulent votes. And by the way, all of these states now that are these Republican legislatures in these battleground states are putting forward legislation like Georgia and others, to stop what happened before. The left is coming unglued. And the lawyers, the lefty lawyers, Mark Elias and his bunch, they got a big effort to challenge it in every way possible. I take pro-bioscience products, CBD products. In fact, I used the pain stick over the weekend because I had some soreness in my shoulders from overworking myself. And it just works incredibly well, as do all of the Pro Bioscience CBD products, because, well, first of all, they're based in Salem, and you can talk to them, and you know exactly what you're getting because they can prove it to you. Everything you say you're getting when you buy products from them, you're getting. That isn't always the case. In fact, some other CBD companies online have been fined and shut down by the FDA, by the way, which really doesn't have jurisdiction, but they've taken it. You know you're getting the best quality products there are because they use only Oregon-grown CBD. And that's true. I know because I sold my CBD hemp oil to them. It gets made into products that I'm buying and using from them. And Oregon standards are the toughest in the nation. Believe me, they are. That's why you should have great confidence that you can enjoy the benefits. And the benefits of CBD are multiple, folks. It's all natural. It's not drugs you're putting in your body to deal with issues that you have. You really should check it out. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com. Pro-bioscience.com. That's the dash mark, pro-bioscience.com. If you buy anything online, use the discount code SHOWERS for the month of April. April showers, right? Showers. And get 15% off. You can also check out their products if you just need it, like right now, by going down to the tobacco pouch on Edgewater. They have it for retail. Pro-bioscience.com. Use CBD with great confidence. All right, let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Your thoughts today on how Donald Trump has changed everything.
Yeah, Jeff, Donald Trump was so different in that he challenged the deep state when no other president ever did. And this comes to a direct point that I mentioned many months ago. This whole idea of the payroll deductions coming out of our checks going into the governments of our county, our federal, our state, and what they're doing with the money that they get. And now it's worse because now they spend money that does not come from our payroll deductions that has been earned to become their payroll. They actually create payroll money out of thin air that's not theirs to spend. And that is thrown back in our face against our will. Trump knows it. He couldn't build what he did in New York and around the world with fake money or made up fictitious money. It has to be performed. And did the payroll tax deduction, did that come after World War One or World War Two?
It was World War Two.
Federal, county, and state.
Well, it was instituted to pay for the debt from World War II. And, you know, of course, once you get a tax, it never goes away, right?
Yeah, but then when the individuals that control that money go rogue on us, as the president can see, they've gone rogue on us with their ability, with all that cash that they're able to skim off of us. And then more and more than that, the money they print out of thin air that they never got from us. And you wonder why it's all so corrupt and why we can't have any ability to change it? Well, think
you're
of
right.
What's going
and part
on
of
in
that,
Canada.
Too, is, Glenn, part of that is taking us off the gold standard, which a Republican president, Richard Nixon, did. And that was a huge mistake. And frankly, Trump was talking about going back on the gold standard. What do you think about that?
Yes.
How would that play into today if we did that?
It's almost impossible to do it. There's not enough gold and silver to represent the money that's been made out of infinity. But let
right.
me look at this one thing that's really direct. What's going on up in the church in Canada? Now, they seem to be dressed as city police going in and fencing off the building, so that the church members can't go into it. So they're occupying the building. Well, the church really isn't the building. So now the assembly is outside the fence, and the deep state of Canada is now inside the building, using the building for what? A re-education camp? So do we care? But why should we spend our money to pay these people out of their payroll deductions to do something to throw it in our face.
Well, and because, that's where they're going to go. I mean, that's where all of this is headed. What's happening in Canada, even though we have a constitution that guarantees it, believe me, that's why Joe Biden put out over the weekend, he's informing this commission to study packing the court. By the way, thanks to Dwight for a great video about Joe Biden calling the video of him calling packing the court insane, dumb. Yeah. That ought to be run. But yeah, but this is why, because they expect that they can pack the court and we can lose our religious freedoms. Thanks, Glenn. I appreciate it. I mean, it's a great point. We have no accountability other than at the ballot box. And if you trust the ballot box, that's why we're trying to do what we're doing coming up on the 24th or May 1st in terms of election integrity. Folks, I'm telling you. We can't trust these people. That's why we need term limits, by the way. You look at what's happening in the legislature right now in Oregon with these six rhinos in the Senate. Every one of them, with the exception of one, need to be term limited. They all need to be term limited because you know what? You never lose your closeness to the people when you haven't been there. The longer you're there, and I saw it happen with my own eyes, I felt it in my own political experience. I was there 8 years, and I felt the incredible tug on my soul and my principles to literally abrogate my principles, to modify them, to compromise my principles of life, of government, of what is common sense. I felt that call. Term limits fixes that. We need that in Congress. Need it desperately. We need Donald Trump back in the White House, don't you think? 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning.
Oh, Jeff. I was going to say that another thing you should say is our prices going up because of the environmental wackos. Those who embrace the environment wackos trump you, because obviously
that's good.
Well, and here's my point, okay, Jeff. You're talking about prices going up 40%. Because
just
of what's
for electricity.
Going on in the state. Well, I got news for you. They're already going up. And it's not just for, things like natural gas. My natural gas price went up here a month ago, and it's going to keep going up because of these environmental wackos, because of this Green New Deal crap that Kate and the Democrats are forcing. And guess what? Guess who isn't fighting? Have you heard anything in the news media from our buddy Fred Girard on all this stuff? There should have immediately been a press release from our good old Republicans on that 40-page amendment that they didn't let us testify against. But is there any words? I haven't seen a thing. Have you, Jeff?
They did, yeah, and that's actually in the Oregon Catalyst article. Is they did put out a press release on that 43-page amendment, which is basically the carbon trading thing all over again, and it's specifically aimed at. In fact, it is it was put out by the Senate Republican caucus talking about it, calling it, well, a lot of things.
Can we talk a little
but,
more?
Say that again?
Can we talk a little more?
Yeah, we'll talk about it on the other side. It's 6:40.
All right. Rumble.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour, last segment for today. Folks, I'll go back to Art in a moment here because I think it's an important point that we're talking about in regards to Oregon and what's going on here. But first, I need to mention, of course, that Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, is a contractor that you literally can trust. And I mean you can, because he lives his faith in his business. And you can know that if you go to his website and you just check out RighteousRenovations.com and look at the great testimonials. RighteousRenovations.com. By the way, Dwight also sent me another email about Georgia becoming the third state to shut down the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Seems they're having some adverse reaction issues. And I guess in Oregon, it's the J&J supplies are like 80% less than they're supposed to be, which is okay with me because that is made from aborted baby parts for sure. Go back to Art. Art, good morning. Continue your thought, please.
Yeah, well, I wanted to make a special point here about Mr. Girard and his claims, okay? Because the simple fact of the matter is, if he doesn't fight for our rights, we aren't going to be able to afford to live in this state. And if he's staying in because of the threat of losing pork for his area, I mean, we don't give a dang about the pork that he's going to give for his area if we can't live because it's too expensive to live here. And if he don't jump off of his dang high horse and fight for our rights and, you know, do the things he needs to do in order to make Oregon a livable state, because the Democrats are making Oregon a state where we can't afford to live, Jeff. There's businesses leaving by the droves. And now this other crap that they're doing, the gun rights, the gas, and everything, people are going to leave because they can't afford to live here. And Girard has to get off his rear end, okay, and protect us so that we can live in the state we love. And he's not doing it. We gotta get this recall going on him. We gotta come down with the hammer on him and the dang rhino Republicans, because Kate and the Democrats are making this state unlivable. Period.
Yes, they are, and just like California, where, by the way, that similar energy concept has raised their cost of electricity up to 80% higher. In fact, there's a great cartoon about that. And I will have all of this on the show plan. It is the Oregon Catalyst story about it. And you're right, because it's not just guns. It's everything else. And they're not going to stop any of it.
Just enhance the right to carry gun, right to carry guns and stuff like that. People are going to leave to go to Tennessee because they have the right to protect themselves. Jeff, me as a blind guy, I'm scared to death to go to some of these places because I know there's people not carrying guns and the possibility of a wacko going in there and shooting people. And one other thing I want to say. Hey, everybody, vote for 1220 on the Willamette Valley thing because they're in a competition for best radio station in the valley. And I want to see 1220 win. So get on there and vote for 1220 as the best radio station in our area, because you guys got to get that up on your website, Jeff, so you guys you can vote directly by getting on the website. But you got
to promote it because
other station is promoting it, and I want you guys to win. I don't want them to win.
Yeah, I actually had a link to it. I think either Wednesday or Thursday last week. week. But you're right, that needs to be straight up on our website because it isn't there. Good point. Thanks, Art. I appreciate
you. Have a great day. God bless you.
All right.
You've got to fight. And
it is, friends, it is important. Vote for KSLM, best of the Willamette Valley. Rich wrote me an email, says, about the election year virus info. As of the 6th of April, which was my mother's birthday, happy birthday, Mom. Oregon deaths from January to February 2021 is 6,971. Last year, deaths were 40,132. And for the last 13 months, we've only lost 2,440 people to the Chinese election year virus. This shows us that the whole thing is an excuse to change the United States. I can't believe the government thinks we're so stupid enough to believe the lie anymore. The con is not to continue the lie about the virus and how bad it is not. And actually, Rick or Gail sent this to me. Actually, FDR took us off the gold standard in 33. My bad about that. Let's go to Tim, who's on the line. Tim, good morning to you.
Hi, Jeff. Just want to let you know that yesterday, as a matter of fact, I ran into five families that are leaving Oregon.
Five?
Five.
Wow.
And wow. The one characteristic of all of them, they have young kids. The comment was, this is just becoming a democratic state. The educational system is bad. And so they're just going. There wasn't really a lot of room to talk about it.
Well, therein lies one of the stories on Oregon Watchdog today about this Oregon Moms Union demanding schools be opened up in full, in person, because of exactly what you've just articulated. Real life stories. It's anecdotal, but it's still a real life story. Democrats and Kate Brown are starting to get scared, and they ought to be. Because of right there.
Why would they be scared? The Republican Party won't do anything. Just wait it out.
Well, I you got me there. Yes, the Republican Party won't do anything, but what happened if Republican candidates start talking about it? That's where they get scared, because then they have no defense for it. Because it's all laid at their feet. They were in charge, the legislature, both houses, and Kate Brown, and they're the ones that shut down your schools, apparently needlessly. That's why they would be scared, but you're right, not because of the Republican Party. Republican Party's got to get its act together in this state, folks. They just do. Tim, thank you. The Sidney Powell update, Barbara sent both of these to me. The defendingtherepublic.org, that's her website. Folks, they are defending themselves in court. They filed a motion, a second motion, by her and her lawyers against the defamation claim and conspiracy allegation that Smartmatic filed against Sidney Powell personally for $2 billion in New York. She lays out why she's asked the court to dismiss it. But more importantly, she says, don't take my silence as a sign that I'm quiet and I'm doing nothing. There's a small group of people. We're doing something powerful. I hope. Friends, thanks for joining us today. Be hopeful. Yes, Trump is still working. Good. Bye-bye.